Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rap Sheet says that the Patriots are doing interviews, and Josh McDaniels is a name that keeps popping up. We have another name, actually, thanks to Mark Daniels and others. And I'm going to butcher this. Get used to it. I'm going to butcher a lot of names here on the WEEI Afternoon Show.
Excellent, excellent intro, by the way.
Grant Udinski? Udinski?
I think it's Udinski.
Udinski, an assistant with Kevin O'Connell's Vikings, interviewed on Sunday for the open Patriots offensive coordinator job. I know a lot of people like the Kevin O'Connell tree, which is an offshoot of the Sean McVay tree, New Age.
Yeah, yep.
A lot of people look at Minnesota and say, wait a minute, he was really good last year. Then he brings in Sam Darnold. He's still really good up until the end when the wheels kind of fell off a little bit. So there's a lot of names out there for the offensive coordinator job. You heard Marcus Brady brought up by Rap Sheet. But there's also a name that I think millions and millions of people watched last night. He was in a booth for Ohio State. He was formerly the head coach at UCLA, did a weird transition where he's like, yeah, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to call plays. He has local ties to the University of New Hampshire.
Coached in the NFL as well, if I'm not
coached
mistaken.
In the NFL, but I'm talking about as an offensive guy.
Yes.
At one point was the hottest offensive commodity, maybe in all of football, for a time there. And Ted Johnson, you believe Chip Kelly should be the next offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots?
Look, I would seriously consider you guys, and the biggest reason is because I like the fact. Look, I think the college game is influencing the pro game now more than ever. It's trending that way, and so you see so many of these quarterbacks getting into the NFL, and these offensive coordinators in the NFL realizing, you know what, it's probably better and more beneficial for us to implement a lot of the concepts that these quarterbacks were using in college, just to kind of jumpstart our offense to get them comfortable and that. So you see a lot of concepts and philosophies from the college game really impacting the pro game. And so I see Drake May, shotgun, athletic, can run around. That is the modern day quarterback, and that is the modern day kind of college quarterback. And I wouldn't mind having a coach who's got experience in the college game. And Chip Kelly was Oregon from 09 to 2012.
Awesome.
UCLA last year. I mean, those Oregon offenses were
awesome.
You know, he went to Philly to try and, you know, reinvent the wheel in the NFL game and turn it really on its head and, you know, run, you know, play after play after play. But that didn't work out. But the point is, I think the college game is more influential in the pro game, especially with these quarterbacks that are coming into the league now. I just think you need a coach that has some background in the college game. Chip Kelly, I was just watching last night. You got his quarterbacks under center. He's in shotgun. He's in pistol.
They ran the ball.
Mm-hmm.
QB powers. They're doing all those.
Which I wasn't expecting so much, especially with a big back like Henderson as well. But
you got to do what you got to do.
But Judkins too.
Look at all the teams in the that are in the championship games. All the quarterbacks can run.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of the biggest trends that came out of the division weekend. It's just, wow, the quarterback position is different than it's more different now than it's ever been because of the the willingness and the ability to run the quarterbacks run the football. So it's to me, Chip Kelly would. That's why I was kind of excited about the possibility of a Tommy Rees, who was at Cleveland, right? Worked with AVP, but he's got experience at Alabama and where was he at before that? Ohio State, I think. And so he had college football background. So I was maybe thinking that they could get him. He's already been announced as offensive coordinator in Cleveland, so he's out. So I like the idea and the profile of a Chip Kelly, absolutely.
And I'll add one more layer of positivity because one of the things that so let me give you a little insight, though, into Patriots fans. I've been big on Twitter polls lately.
Yeah,
on Twitter polls.
Did you do one today?
I did one today.
What do we got?
In fact,
there'll be a big poll every day today.
Yep.
Big poll.
I'm big poll guy. Patriots fans, who would you prefer as Drake May's next offensive coordinator in New England? And I gave them three names and other. So Chip Kelly, Josh McDaniels, and Nick Caley, who was the tight ends coach here, who interviewed last year, wanted a bunch of money, now went back to the Rams, so he's been with Sean McVay. Josh McDaniels got...
Can I guess first before you tell us?
Sure.
I'm going to guess.
You didn't vote? It kind of hurts.
I have to get better.
He's got a lot going on.
Kind of hurts a little.
This has been a crazy week. So give me the benefit of the doubt this time. I'll get on that, but... I'm going to guess the two guys that the people are most familiar with, that's Josh McDaniels and Nick Caley, probably got more votes than Chip Kelly did.
So your instincts are right. It is Josh McDaniels in a runaway. 61% Josh McDaniels.
Only 61?
Wow. 19% Nick Caley. 14% Chip Kelly, your guy. And then 6% got other, and we got interesting names that I can go through at some point. Maybe some people kind of wrote in names. Part of what I think people like about Josh McDaniels, well, other than, you know, the success and he was here with the dynasty and all that, is they feel like he's done being a head coach. Like he had his shots, he failed.
Boy,
he's not
be.
Going anywhere, yeah. Right?
I think the NFL owners think the same thing.
I agree. And I think people are like, well, you can hire him as your offensive coordinator and he can have success with Drake May and he's not leaving next year. He's not leaving the year after. He can be here for a while. I think you can say the same thing about Chip Kelly. He had his fun in Philly. He didn't have much fun in San Francisco. And then he goes back to the college game at UCLA and decides, I don't want to do that with NIL and whatever's going on there. Goes to Ohio State to be a coordinator. I think if you bring Chip Kelly here and he has success with Drake May, and you're right, college quarterbacks, pro quarterbacks, they're kind of blending together the offenses. Hell, Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury. They're in the NFC title game.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically a college coach with a college quarterback that are saying, no, we're NFL coach and quarterback now. We're winning. So you could bring in Chip Kelly, and I think, not to mention, he's got a house, I don't know, somewhere in New Hampshire. I know he has a home, like a nice place in New Hampshire.
It's a long ride.
But not on long weekends and the summer and all those things. I think if you bring Chip Kelly in, you can have success and not worry about losing. You bring Nick Caley in, and Nick Caley nails the hell out of the job. And I'm going to say we, I worked there for 20 years. If you got a problem with it, call me. If we are in the AFC Championship game next year, Nick Caley will be interviewing for head coaching jobs.
Let me ask.
Nick Caley will be gone.
Same with Cliff Kingsbury and potentially Kelly as well.
What kind of?
I don't think Chip Kelly would go anywhere. I think Chip Kelly's here to stay if he comes.
I mean, he's been jumping around, though.
Yeah.
Maybe if he finally wants to settle down and call this home, then.
New England boy.
I would love.
He's a little fickle.
I would love that. But Nick Caley, what is he? I mean, just because he comes from the Sean McVay tree, I mean, he was a tight ends coach there.
He was a tight ends coach.
When he was here, he was a tight ends coach.
Then he was interviewed for the offensive coordinator job, didn't get it, went to L.A., came back and interviewed under Mayo.
Yeah.
Reports were stories
offered
I've
a lot
heard.
Of money.
No, not offered enough money.
Oh,
they offered
really?
Him money, and he asked
but
for
I he
north
wanted...
of $4.5 million as a first-time, never
but
been a coordinator.
But wasn't that to get him, though, out of this comfort zone that he had learning under McVay? Because the longer you're there, the more shine you get put on you, correct?
Well, he'd only been there for one year.
Let me ask it to you this way.
I like Nick Caley. I need to tell you. Just being around him for a few years, covering him, young guy.
He's a good dude.
Conversations on the record, conversations off the record.
Right.
I think he's a pretty good guy.
All right. I don't know. Dangerous going down that road.
Scarnecchia liked him a lot, too.
Scar liked him a lot.
Well, if Scar likes him, there you go. Everybody liked Gerard, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'd be careful about that. But let's look at it this way. What system is Nick Caley bringing? What system is Chip?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kelly going to bring? Like, it's the system is just as important as the coach. What are they going to be bringing? Is Nick Haley bringing the Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan offense, which I love? It's the Denver Broncos back in the day.
Alex Gibbs
with Terrell Davis, Shanahan, mm-hmm. John Elway, and that was probably the toughest offenses we played, not named Colts. So I'm a big fan of that system.
I'm still very sad about the phone call that Shannon Sharp made on the sideline.
But who got the last laugh on that one? It's more about systems. What system is Nick Kelly bringing? Chip Kelly, I think I understand his system, but I'm very intrigued with a Shanahan-type system here. I would not be, I wouldn't have any issues with that. To me, Chip Kelly's a more proven guy. So I like his kind of his profile, where he's been, what he's seen, what he's experienced. I watched the offense last night for Ohio State, and I'm like, I like what I see there.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, they also have great talent.
They do.
They got $23 million roster. Yeah.
Best wide receiver on the planet.
But Jeremiah Smith is a Pro Bowl receiver already. He's not in the NFL
what
yet,
team
but he's a
wouldn't
Pro
take it like right now? Like, I mean, they thought the kid Greathouse looked pretty excellent for Notre Dame in the latter part of the game as well. But Jeremiah Smith by far is. But see, you mentioned what kind of system is a Chip Kelly, what kind of system is Nick Haley going to bring in? Not that it's all about like what will comfort the fans by any stretch, but at least in the devil that you know and Josh McDaniels, you know what sort of system he's going to be bringing in. And if anything, if as you've mentioned previously, that he's updating it and he's evolving the system, then with Josh McDaniels, you get the game plan attack with the, you know, this sort of now hybridization of the Earhart, Perkins, Weiss, McDaniels, O'Brien offense that can be whatever it needs to be depending on the opponent. And I think that's to me the best way to go about offense.
I'll say, Fitzy, if you have Tom Brady as the quarterback, that's the dream scenario. Right. Is it your game plan offense that you can morph into something different every single week? Do you want to do that with a young quarterback, with young receivers? You know, changing the game plan week to week. These guys, you know, they don't know whether to poop or wind or watch half the time. So
poop or wind their watch?
Wind or watch. You know,
it's, I like that.
You know, there'll be a lot of, I'm from Texas.
Throwing that in there.
You'll get a lot of them. But the
poop or wind
so
or
I,
watch?
I just, I worry that with this young quarterback that's more of a college type quarterback, what experiences has Josh McDaniels had with those types of quarterbacks?
He hasn't, but I can tell you,
And I think you're right to worry about the system and what the guy is bringing. But the reality is these guys we're talking about, Kaylee McDaniels and Chip Kelly in particular, I think there could be a little incestuousness between them. So Nick Kaylee was under Josh here. Nick Kaylee goes to McVay. I think Nick Kaylee would bring McVay with some Josh mixed in.
I like that idea.
Josh has spent this off year studying college offenses. I can tell you, Josh has been trying to dumb down, sounds mean, but I think he's been trying to dumb down his own offense. Get rid of the 500-page playbook that he and Brady had built up for decades, and I think he realizes as a 48-year-old coach,
40-something.
If I'm going to steal another 20 years out of this coaching thing, I got to deal with the players now, not 2003 Tom Brady. And not, you know what I mean? Like, I got to modernize. And in today's world, modernize, I think, means simplify. It's what Bill tried to do the terrible year with Patricia. Like, they wanted to simplify the offense. They wanted receivers to come in and get it, not be like.
They just didn't have modernized coaches.
They didn't. They did.
Simple coaches.
But the idea, the theory was okay. It was the execution that sucked.
Right.
And I think that's where Josh wants to go. And Josh is good buddies with Chip Kelly. So I think there is a lot of any of these three guys, my guess, would be pulling from the other guy in a weird way because they're all in that same world. But I'm getting the flash, and not from Ted and not from Fitzy.
No.
I'm getting the flash. That means that I'm over the clock. So host one, got to go to break. 617-779-7937. Back to the phone lines. We're talking about Patriots coaching staff and offensive coordinator in particular. Do you want Josh McDaniels? Do you like Ted Johnson's idea of Chip Kelly? Or do you have an alternate plan for Drake May and his development?
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.